When Felix told them he wasn't dropping again, they sent for a fresh-faced, rather handsome young psychotech who managed to destroy his own credibility with a single breathtaking observation.
Whew! I had no idea these starships were so big. I damn near got lost getting here.
Next, he plopped down next to Felix's bed, patted him on his recently dislocated shoulder, and produced a cigarette.
Mind if I have one?
He asked. Felix not only didn't mind, he offered to install it. The psychotech's glamorous features registered his startled surprise for only an instant before sliding quickly and easily, like slime, into the humor him smile reserved for only the maddest hatters. His first series of questions fitted well with the smile. Felix, stone-faced and trembling, refused at first to answer, but he eventually relented. He found the man incredibly patronizing, even for an idiot. But the veteran's need for easy, trivial conversation welled up in him strongly, clinically. The psychotech left after half an hour, assuring Felix he would return the next day. On his way out of the ward, he managed to catch the eye of a meditech and request Felix's records. The meditech seemed astonished that the shrink hadn't had them all along. The psychotech clapped her on the shoulder and said that he never looked at the records first.
"I look at the man," he added. "He is an individual, not simply a number."
Felix couldn't stop laughing for several minutes. Later that night, he awoke and laughed some more. 3 days later, the psychotech returned to tell Felix,
"It is Felix, isn't it?"
that he had given his case a great deal of thought and had decided to have him transferred to a soft duty for the time being. Soft banshee duty.
"Like falling off a horse, you know? Gotta get right back on."
That night, Felix was told to return to his squad bay. He was told that the change meant nothing other than a shortage of beds for non-restrained psychs. Felix accepted the lie for what it was. The next morning, his screen beeped him awake from the foot of his bed to inform him that he had been transferred to auxiliary duty as part of a squad due to drop the next day with Admiralty's staff. He was further informed that failure to report would result in charges being preferred against him for dereliction of something or other. Felix slept the rest of that day and most of the next night. He awoke only once. He lay in his bed, staring at the overhead and smoking for almost 2 hours. He spoke once, just before rolling over and going back to sleep.
"And do what?"
he said to the shadows on all sides. The psychotech was just outside the lockers to wish him off. He brandished a coil before Felix's face. Felix recognized his service ID number on the casing.
"I'm going back right now and go over every word of this. We'll talk when you get back."
He leaned forward next, almost whispering.
"Don't worry, Felix. A lot of people doubt themselves in the beginning. It's only natural."
Felix tried not to hate him, as he tried not to hate individual ants. But, as with the ants, he failed.